This car better be at 76 degrees. It's cold outside.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, that is it!
Oh, well, pardon me.
It's freaking cold again. God bless.
Warm, balmy, cold,
rainy,
frosty,
sunny, cold, windy,
hot, icy.
It's ridiculous.
Hurricaney, floody.
Chinese?
Sure.
Sir.
I just can't get enough.
Okay, what did you want?
I figured it would be between Schlotzky's and...
No, Chinese. I wouldn't make you go to that place.
Well.
It's beneath you, sir. So, where are we going? Chinese?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that what you want?
No, but it's what you
What would you like? Speak up.
I'd really like to go back to Budruckers.
No, God bless. What's the matter? This guy's an animal. He got it yesterday.
Delicious, dude.
We had a chicken sandwich yesterday, and the whole time he's like, it's just not as crispy as it usually is. And he like dissected his sandwich and poked his finger, and he's like, the breading's all wet and moist.
Why would you use that?
It's not crispy.
Why would you?
Because you sounded like a whiny bitch when you were saying it.
A whiny bitch. Well, sir,
my crispy chicken sandwich isn't crispy. It was fucking delicious.
Yes, sir.
And I savored every bite.
I'm sure you did, sir. And
it's fucking you too. Woo! It's a good song. You like some U2? Let's turn it up. Coming to you live from the GMC Terrain Mobile Studio. It's Tuesday! I'm feeling it today. Yesterday I wasn't really into it.
Oh,
I got it.
Sir, I just felt it too.
It reverberated throughout my chest.
It's funny you should use the word in that
syllabic way. Yesterday I was just not feeling it. Tony was having to carry the podcast, and I just knew that it was just a piece of shit. And
it knocked my dick
right in the dirt.
Right
before you dropped it in the commode at 5 p.m.
This needs to, well, you keep my feet.
That's a compliment, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. thank you.
In studio guest, Luis!
Dang.
The man of many words.
Well, it's true. You know, you don't need to say a lot to mean a lot.
That's right. A simple head nod and...
all you
A gleaming white smile.
A possible sniff in the air.
A beautiful black coif of hair.
You know,
it's all you know.
Done with just enough product. You know, I see.
Luis has been our good friend for what? Going 5-6 years now?
It's been almost 6 years.
5? Yeah. Incredible. Absolutely. So, we're thinking about getting the band back together. Because we're going to build 3 offices. So, might be bringing you back.
That would be kind of cool.
Into the warehouse. Tony and I talked about that, so we're going to see if we can't make that happen. So if they build that out, and we're assuming they will, but enough about all that stuff. So anyways, yesterday, I was just not feeling it, and I don't know what was wrong with me, but today, I'm feeling pretty good. It's Tuesday. It's a new day. We're going to eat some Chinese food, hopefully get a little bit of good soup, and the vacuous waitress. I can't wait to record live.
Hi.
She makes Tony so uncomfortable.
Waving at me across the room. Hi. Not now. Please don't.
I like when you're like eating the last bite and she just moves her plate. She just takes it away. I guess I was done.
You know, I'm glad somebody's watching my girlish.
You know, I am gluttonous, so I appreciate you taking that last shrimp away from
me.
I
out of my
it.
Mouth as I'm snapping shut like a wild shark.
Do sharks bark?
This one does.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Dog sharks.
Yeah. That would be. That, at least you would know they were coming, right? If you're swimming in the abyss. And, arf, arf, arf. Like, oh shit!
Is he sniffing around my leg?
Oh,
well,
God.
Here comes the bite.
Yep, and it's a stump. It's just fucking gone, and I'm dead. Speaking of, a terrifying movie to watch. If you are like shark movies.
Keep coming, because I would like to turn. Thank
watch
you.
47 Meters Down on Netflix.
Oh, I can't see that movie.
Oh, my God, y'all.
The girls.
The girls, and they fall to the bottom of the fucking ocean.
Oh, no. And then
it's terrifying. Oh. Terrifying.
I can't watch that.
Oh!
That's anxiety.
You got to watch it. It's really good. Well, as I was saying, 47 meters down, absolutely terrifying. So if you have a phobia of sharks, do not watch that movie or you will not get in a bathtub.
Girls, scantily clad girls out for fun and adventure.
Right. Now, the first problem is, spoiler alert, the first problem is that they go out however many miles out to the ocean on this, like, ratchet boat with this, like, shoestring crew of people that aren't speaking
English. Very
sketchy. Very sketchy. The cage is completely rust brown.
Of course.
The arm, the hydraulic arm that holds it up is completely rusted.
Split. And yeah. Kind of bending
I'm like, nah, this isn't going to end well. So the minute they go in, it snaps, and down they go, and the blood pours out of their nose because they're falling at breakneck speed through the ocean.
No.
Yeah, and their ears are popping, and 47, well, you figure, a meter is longer than a yard, so you're dropping, what, almost 160 feet, right? Just straight down, and after that, it is like, everywhere they look, it's just darkness, you know? There's one moment where the gal is, passing out, and I'll tell you about that. Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Water?
Yeah.
Very good. So there's a moment where, like, the girl is, like, hallucinating, but because she, like, cuts her hand, right? So now they got the blood in the water, you know? Of course. And I'm like, well, that's good. It's self-chumming. So anyway, but there's a part where she, like, swims out of the cage because they got to go up because they can't. They're trapped. And anyway, so she breaks open this flare and it makes this red light. You see like this giant just shark swim right in front of them. And then there's one behind them. And I just, I had to cover my eyes. That's a moment of transparency. I was scared. I was acting like a little bitch. I was terrified, Tony. I could hardly watch it. I watched it on my iPhone and it had like the blanket like wrapped around. I had like one eye sticking out like when I was watching the Astros play the Dodgers.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
No, I couldn't watch that kind of movie.
Oh,
I am not good with
it's anxiety, you know, the aliens, the monsters, the stuff that isn't really believable. It's like nature and like psychotic serial killers that torture people. That scares me. But monster movies, that doesn't scare me. Candyman, Pumpkinhead, Hellraiser, that doesn't scare me. Well, maybe Hellraiser scares me. The trilobites or whatever they're called. Oh man.
We'll just Pinhead himself with all those nails.
In his face.
In his, well, his entire skull. Sure.
Is that acupuncture?
I wonder. Oh, the man has cancer. That must be the reason why. Oh, I hope it's saving his life. Last night, my friend was, Robbie was showing me, it was like they took Freddy Krueger and they put him in, Grand Theft Auto 5. They used the it's like Freddy in the Hood.
Oh my God.
It's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen, man. So we watched a lot of YouTube last night.
You have to see me.
Thanks. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Same.
Yep.
When that combination.
Okay, no, you're changing?
You change?
I'm gonna do. Is it the Szechuan beef?
Uh-huh.
You tell her, you're the one ordering.
Yeah. Szechuan beef.
Mm-hmm.
Steamed rice,
mm-hmm.
spring roll,
mm-hmm.
hot and sour soup.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the
tea. I have the Tiffany chicken,
uh-huh.
White rice,
mm-hmm.
spring roll,
mm-hmm.
hot and sour.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm having.
Okay.
Yeah, light sauce, Genoso shrimp, steam and wonton.
She's good. She remembered it all.
I'm in here all the time. I'm a regular.
Thank you.
Vacuous.
Is it hot in here?
A little bit. She ordered for Tony, and Tony's like, that's not what I want. She already put his order in.
He's like, son of a bitch, that's not what I want.
Oh my God. Anyway, so 47 meters down, check it out. Unless you're terrified. You want me to pause? Tony says pause.
And that's almost all the time we have for today.
19 hours have passed since Tony said pause. Just kidding. Well, so that's my Netflix recommendation.
Did you hear about Bright?
I started watching Bright. You told me to watch it, and I'm like 40 minutes into it.
You watched the whole thing. It's a movie.
I know, but I didn't finish it.
I only want to watch 15 minutes of the movie today, but tomorrow I'll watch another 25.
You don't have to be nasty.
I'm just being real, sir.
Tony's eating his fortune cookie. You should have seen his eyes. All right, go ahead and read it. Mine was, if you're on a dog sled team and you ain't the lead dog, the scenery never changes.
Let me seal the airlock first. All right, the handle's in place.
They're batting down the hatch.
Never forget that a half-truth is a whole lie.
I like that. I think we're done here. All right, so we're getting our stuff. We're headed out of the restaurant, and we are headed to Starbucks. Starbucks. Bold, smooth, and delicious. We're on our way up.
Feature not brought to you by Starbucks.
This next segment brought to you by...
Thank you. Yes, good seeing you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tell her bye. Oh, Anthony. It's burned. Jumping back into the GMC Terrain Mobile Studio. All right, so I'm reading my receipt here. General So Combo fried rice, which I didn't get, wonton soup, spring rolls, only shrimp, and a litter sauce.
A litter sauce. Oh, my angina.
I'm assuming that the POS does not have Grammarly installed. Oh, my God. A litter sauce.
That was amazing. Litter sauce.
A litter sauce.
Cash me outside. Come on. Cash me outside.
I thought you said...
Cash me outside.
I'm laughing because of the litter sauce. And I thought you said, cash me outside. I thought you were doing a cat thing.
Oh, no.
Cash me outside.
Oh, that one.
Meow! Are you sure this is shrimp?
That's racist. That is so racist.
Are you sure this
oh,
is
God.
Shrimp?
No.
Tony was convinced he was eating rat meat and rat shit.
Well, I had all these little black things. They weren't... black beans.
They were peppercorns.
What the hell were they doing in my Szechuan beef? And they looked and, well, quite smelled.
They were plumped.
They look like rat poop.
Maybe raisins or
no,
something.
No, raisins don't look like that.
And why would they put raisins in beef?
Exactly. So,
oh, a litter sauce. That killed me.
A litter sauce.
Bless her heart.
Well,
she is the nicest lady.
And that vacuous smile that just creeps the shit out of you.
Oh, I'm gonna piss my pants! Oh my God!
Good God! God!
Woo! Social skills are lacking.
Wow! That's unbelievable. Just her strange gyrations of her head because she's not quite sure she understands and beef? It gets me so anxiety, I can't look at her. It is. It's not disrupting that.
Oh! Oh! Oh my God!
No.
Oh, my rib cage is gonna explode and a fucking alien's gonna fly out, I'm sure of it. Oh. God, I think that was shrimp. I don't know.
Is that going to be the title of
the first?
I thought it was true.
No, it's going to be Cash Me Outside. Oh my God, I'm seeing stars.
Well,
oh, my retina's detaching. Oh, oh my God, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Oh, it's like nauseating laughter. It's like you just laugh or you want to barf. Oh, shit.
Great. We'd like to thank our rabid listeners and
all two of you.
Thanks, Mom.
Grandma.
You know.
Oh man.
No, that's good. You know, laughter. What do they say? Laughter is good for the soul.
Right. If it's empty and dark.
Right. Well, we've just.
So I. That one thing I don't know if I said was that on my first fortune cookie, I exploded on the table. No fortune, which means I am fucked. Yeah. Oh, shit. shit, we are at Starbucks.
Yeah.
We are back in this bitch. Oh my God. This might be, mark this episode down. I think it's episode 17 as one of our funniest yet. Turn down the fucking air conditioning. It's going to sound like we're in a scientific wind tunnel. Jesus Christ.
Hold on. A scientific wind tunnel.
As opposed to just a regular wind tunnel. A non-scientific.
Like a vacuum cleaner. That kind of wind tunnel? Or you?
Turn it off!
I didn't touch it!
I wonder if you got voice command installed on here.
Oh.
AC on. Nope, didn't work. Okay.
Eject passenger.
I'll take the grande blonde.
So breaking all the rules.
Fucking
what?
Whip
the rules of
mounds of whipped cream like on that chick.
Worst thing I've ever
done. I said, lady, I just want a cup of coffee.
Just a cup of coffee. Jesus.
I just
take
want a cup
napkin,
of coffee.
Take a napkin, rub some grounds on it, pour a tepid teaspoon of water over it. That's better than that blondie shit.
Yeah, it wasn't so
the
good. I think you missed the mark there, Starbucks.
You missed it.
Swing and a miss.
Oh, and they're down.
Still love you, though.
Oh.
What are we getting?
Good morning. What's that? What's
that? Let me guess. A venti flat white.
Can I get a venti flat white with an extra shot?
Can I have some vitamin D milk with a shot of coffee in it?
Yes, I'd like to get a... Do you want to do the Americano?
Grande.
Can I do a grande Americano?
With an extra shot.
With an extra shot. And a little bit of room at the top.
We want that just a regular espresso, not the blonde day.
Alright.
Is that everything?
That's it.
You want a cake pop, sir? Okay. We're good. Thank you so much.
That'll be all for today.
Great. Thank you.
Ugh. I'm not a fan of that frequency. You know what I'm saying? It's like a certain cadence.
Okay.
Oh, fuck me. She's got a bag on her head.
Oh, I love those things. Those beanies
Jesus.
Are so sexy. Looking like a real college dropout. So sexy.
Be even better if she wore like one of those. Did you see the march where the women had the little kitty cat hats on? Did you see that?
Kitty cat hats?
Yeah, it was like these toboggans, but they were pink with like...
No.
Cat ears or something. Ugh. It was the craziest looking thing. I hate all beanies. I'm sorry.
Oh, sir.
I can't. You're paying for the coffee.
It would be my pleasure.
Supreme pleasure.
Supreme. Yes, it would. Hi. Absolutely. I have been elected to pay for the car.
Coffee.
Yes, sir.
I paid for the car. By blessing you with employment.
How much was it?
$974.
Yay. Sorry about that.
He's not sorry.
Cool. Thanks.
Don't let him lie to you. That's...
Well, I'm sorry
disingenuous.
That I let you in the car today. That would be a truism.
Yeah, that's, you don't got to be nasty.
Oh, sir, I didn't mean to be hurtful or that hurtful.
Nasty.
Just a little.
Just a little twinge.
Well, sir.
Tell me about your prison shank.
Well, I've got it secretly hidden.
Uh-huh.
On my person.
Uh-huh.
In a deep area.
Uh-huh.
Wrapped and protected for my security. Now extricating that bitch might be a little hard.
Oh God!
You do what you got to do, sir.
Oh man!
You know,
I guess you do.
Take a number two to get a number three.
What's a three?
Well, the shank, sir. It has to come out somewhere.
Oh!
You got to do three comes after two.
Oh, we are quickly going off the rails here.
I'm already off the rail. I've just been, my head's
we
just
are on
the
SS the
lead,
fail right
the
now.
Lead, the lead wheel, so.
You have a heater on in here? It's hot.
I don't
snow.
Know. Well, you know what I really like? Just look across the street. Look at that forest of pines.
Where?
Well, they're embedded in the concrete, sir. It's
I don't see them.
A sort of gestalt, if you will.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the retaining wall.
Sir,
yeah. That they've poured on some little concrete mold to look like little trees.
Yeah.
Like Bob Ross trees.
Uh-huh, like a forest.
Mm-hmm.
That's been cut down unmercifully and burned and then petrified. Beautiful.
An everlasting memento.
No leaves, no ground.
Doesn't create oxygen.
Nothing.
Just
real
dust. Oh, God help us.
Where is it?
Let's come up with a name for our hair salon. What do you think? What would your hair salon be named?
Oh, I don't know. Something like Antonio Giuseppe Guida Hair Studios. Or Hair by Antonio.
Do you have to hair lip when you say that?
You know, you need to use a little accent, don't you think?
Still, what,
you know, I don't like it when you can do all the accents.
You sound like
my God, guy got the perfect accent down, but that, Jesus, got that.
Anything that outside sucks. Of a manager voice,
if you want to
you sounded like a Jew from Brazil, is what you sounded
Jew
like.
A Jew from Brazil. Upra Jew. Is that what they call? Come on now.
Oh my God.
First, I take your teeth.
Oh, Jesus, would you stop it?
Hair.
Yeah.
No, you don't like that, sir?
No.
All the ladies like it.
Oh, God damn.
A little machismo.
Oh, God.
Sir, you know.
Do you remember the name of the barbershop in Coming to America with Eddie Murphy?
No.
Mighty Sharp. It really was. That's like a random fact. If you turn on this motherfucking air conditioning one more time,
I'm really
where it muffles the goddamn audio, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, sir. Oh, well, you know what they say.
No.
Better than to be pissed at than pissed on.
No, better to be pissed off than pissed on, not pissed at.
I'm such an idiot. Well,
I guess, no. Well, hold on. Let's give you some credit.
Oh, so it's okay.
I'm so pissed at you.
Right.
So I guess that would work.
Sir, you.
But the saying is, better to be pissed off than pissed on.
Correct.
Right.
Unless you're into that sort of thing. Then I guess it's really not a truism.
No. If you're into golden showers. No.
Oh, sir.
Better to be pissed on than pissed off.
You know, I
little
just
cherub
think
with his foot back, just pissing right into your mouth. Who the fuck likes that? Anyways, isn't that disgusting? Who just wakes up one morning and goes, you know what? I think I'd like my lover to piss in my mouth.
That sounds so good. I'm so thirsty.
Yeah.
You know, I know the refrigerator's full of stuff, but I'd rather have somebody's vacuous urine running through my lips.
Disgusting.
Burbling and
it's very cattle-like. You know, bulls, you know, when bulls, I guess when the cows or the heifers are in heat, they piss and the bulls, it's called like felching or something, where the bulls like sniff their piss to see if the hormones are there, if they're ready for mating.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I grew up on a ranch, sir.
Yeah, sir.
Castrating cattle and mending fences, goddamn.
I'm sure you had your elbows up to something.
Riding them assholes and chopping off them balls and putting up barbed wire fences with my daddy out in the broiling Texas heat.
That does not sound true.
Yeah! It's very true. I swear to God it's true.
Well, you know what they used to tell us in the military?
If you drop your soap, don't bend over.
No, that's jail, sir.
Oh, that's right.
I can see how you'd get a little that confused.
Back when I did a 10-year stint in the Hokey Pokey.
No,
I got it in the
evidently,
Pokey.
Evidently, urine can be used as a disinfectant. So.
Yeah, it's when I get athlete's foot in the shower, I just piss on my foot.
Great. This episode brought to you by
Tenactin.
Fast Actin Tenactin.
Fast acting, piss acting.
Don't let that burn get you.
Spread the toes and let her rip.
Sir, somebody's trying to park and you've got the door open.
Should we take a screenshot of this no litter? I think we should. And that should be like our album artwork. No litter.
I don't know.
No litter. Oh, litter sauce. You do know what I'm talking about. You just ate lunch with me, you friggin' dingus. Uh-oh, now you're in trouble.
Bye, Lewis!
Tony's gonna get beat up by this guy in the parking lot. Here he comes. Let's see what he says. Oh, it's the construction guy. Never mind. Gotta go.